Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is, of course, Waylon.
Today is Tuesday, April 17th, Tax Day 2012.
And guess who just filed his taxes and keeps getting him rejected by the state? This guy.
That's what you get.
I'm going to be paying some late fees, apparently, since it won't be approved and not postmarked by today.
Yay. Sorry, I'm trying to adjust here. You guys talk.
This is episode 414.
Or 414.
414.
Josh is a whore.
Good one, Ricky.
I love how we decided the last show that we were killing that. But that was only because it was about you.
Right. Everybody else, it's fine. I just don't want to talk about myself because I'm not egomaniacal.
Ooh, big word.
Egomaniacal.
Someone's how do you know that word?
The Muppet
baby.
The Muppet movie.
I just do.
So
he knew it before the Muppet movie, though.
Oh, that's true. So I love the fact that, speaking of Josh, the mouth of Sal, the whore, our last episode's expert. So, you know, you were just kindly, you know, joking about the kennel cough.
Right.
Oh, yeah. He totally does have kennel cough.
Oh, yeah.
And he fully admitted it and thought it was funny. And then I love how he gave you an escalated text message.
Oh, the guilt trip. Yeah. Yeah. That's his thing. Like when we do the group messaging, always in the group, he makes me look like the asshole. And then he text messages me later and goes, ha ha, did you see what I said? Everybody thinks you're an asshole. And then I took a picture there? Of that and then put it in the group. He's like, I didn't know you could do that. So
yeah.
They caught you, Josh. They know what you're up to.
Busted.
Stupid.
but everyone, apparently everyone loved our two experts that we've had on the show so far. Mm-hmm. Lady of the Labia, Lori, right. And then our Mouth of the South, good old Joshua.
He's the good fallback because even if he doesn't, even if he is the expert, he still doesn't sound like the
expert.
Yeah,
and what did one of our listeners say? That he was a great orator?
Yes, orator. I think that might be one of his friends, though, that live in Texas. I'm not for sure.
It was definitely a Texas person, and he was attractive.
He's very cute.
Yes, he is.
Let's see. Let's get his name real quick. His name was TAGSA_1. Let's bring up his picture because I only got to see it on my phone. He's cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
I have that same hoodie. Just saying.
I bet he looks better in it.
I think he's been a listener before, though. I don't know. Can you let me know or let us know? Because we want
to
know.
Well, he probably listened to the show and now is trying to bed Josh because, you know.
He is white. That's not going to happen.
You know, Josh is a whore. Please. If there was a cock in front of his mouth, he would wash it right into it. That made no sense, but please, you know what I got.
I was trying to tell my friend Zeph today about the Ask the Expert thing, and I was like, oh my God, it's so funny, because he knows Josh through Facebook, because of course he's Latino, and Josh tried to hit him up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, first of all, he has a boyfriend of like 900 years. Second of all, he lives in Indiana. And you know, Josh is not going outside the perimeters of the red line.
Yeah, please. Well,
except for if it's to another
country.
Let's
say Indiana is right outside the red line.
It's still weird. But I was trying to tell Zeph about it, but we're at the train station and I wanted to tell him about what the question was and his song, but I was too embarrassed to tell him. I couldn't even say it to him. I was like, you'll just have to go listen to the show. Because there's some stuff we talk about that if I have to talk about it in front of someone's face, I can't do it because I am way too embarrassed.
Is James LeRoy going to talk at all? Or are you pouting in the corner?
I'm not pouting over
You've
here.
You've just been quiet. You're like, I'm serious.
No, I
have nothing to add.
Will you guys talk for a second while I get something to drink?
What are you
really?
You can talk about your comic thing.
Well, I can't.
Should we go there?
What are
now,
you wanting to drink? Do you know
either
where to
water
find
or whatever? What are you drinking?
It's gone.
Oh, juice. So water, I guess I'll take.
Okay, you know where it is.
Okay.
Well, I thought
out of the toilet.
Yes,
that's where I get it.
Lick it up,
yes,
baby.
Out of the toilet. I just realized that I thought there was something I was going to say about Josh, but I forget what it was.
Well, we said he's a whore.
Which is true.
And we said he had kennel cough.
Which is, well, I think that might have been
it. He's a horror.
Yeah. Well, he.
Oh, don't forget his kennel cough.
He surprisingly showed up last night to a drag race, which is amazing.
And he brought a new friend.
He did bring a new
and
friend.
And I really like his new friend.
Well, he's new to us.
He's new to us, Ricky. I don't. Just saying. No, I liked him.
I know that we were trying to fix our microphone sounds, but you still sound so clear in my head versus myself. Here's hoping.
I think I actually might be quite loud.
In general?
Yeah, on the things.
Well. So, yeah, so over the weekend, went to the C2E2, which is the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo. Yeah, it's...
We just it's my asked urine.
If that was a lemonade in our refrigerator. It's Crystal Light. So, yes, it's lemonade.
Ricky, do you like tasting my for crystal fatties. Urine?
Anyway. Ooh, there's some water sports going on.
Gross.
So, C2E2, Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, was a lot of fun. You know, for those of you who don't know, it's kind of like a Comic-Con, except not the one that Wizard World does that everyone knows about in L.A. Apparently, you know, they've, pulled out of and are kind of not supporting Comic-Con anymore.
L.A. isn't? The city or?
No, D.C. and Marvel.
Oh, okay.
They pulled out from the regular Comic-Con. So like the Chicago Comic Con, they don't have a presence. So mm-hmm. This one actually is really about comics, even though there are actors and other things there. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. I went with one of our listeners, Mark. Foul Monkeys was
and a friend.
I love how he's a listener, not a friend.
Well, yeah,
he's a friend mm-hmm. first, a listener friend. Second.
Well, absolutely, and please. Like he doesn't know what
actually,
I mean.
Actually, was he a listener to the show before he even met you guys?
Yeah, we didn't meet him until the tea party.
Oh, yeah.
Because part of our whole thing was, how the hell, if you've done this much stuff with our friends, how have we never met you until this day? And the same day that we voted someone else off the island was the day that we decided afterwards.
He's on the island.
We're voting him on because we liked him.
Right.
Anyway.
God, that was October.
Yes.
And I moved here in February.
Yeah. It's time's kind of flown.
Yeah, I know, right?
Catch up.
Kind of like, you know,
mustard.
How long have you said that we're gonna have a new website?
Relish a that thought.
Right.
That's a sore subject.
I'm gonna send an email out today.
But so anyway, yes, the listener/friend/listener, however you want to put it. I'm sure Mark will have some comment towards us after listening to this.
You know, you all know Mark is a picky eater, right?
Rude.
I haven't said that in a long time.
Every show.
I didn't say it last time we talked about him.
Please, I think you did.
No, I said, what kind of pizza does Mark like, is all I said.
Mm.
and he didn't say anything, so.
Because he knew you're an asshole. So anyway, him and I went, and we went with George,
mm-hmm.
Which I do not think listens, does he?
No, he does not. He's too good.
That's our
Jorge George. Clooney. He's too precious.
That's our
Jorge Clooney.
Our Hispanic George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brought a wonderful female companion who I believe is a lesbian. Who was fantastic. Her and I are both like, how do we not know each other? We are pals. We'd always walk around. But but it was a lot of fun. It was amazing to see the costumes. There are some hot fucking nerds. I'm telling you this right now.
There's hot nerds all the time.
If you cannot find a date, you just need to go if you can stand and you like the nerd stuff. To go to this, because I am telling you, there were so many gay guys. They were all bearded, and they were hot. Now, granted, you have the other half of the crowd. You walk around and you want to carry spray deodorant and be like, "Do I need to teach you how to bathe? Here's a wet wipe. Let's clean this shit up."
Was that the Black Incredible Hulk? Was that his real body?
I do believe
because it looks real.
I do not remember, but I think it was because I just saw the Black Hulk and I'm like, I must have my picture. And I keep... Oh, there it goes. My mic's back. When I keep posting it, sometimes I'll crop out the Black Captain America because whatever the reason, the Black Hulk really makes me smile. But definitely got some autographs, bought some new art, which I think you might have seen in our hallway.
No,
can't see from here.
I didn't.
You passed it. But... It was also interesting that, you know, I'm only kind of on the, I'm a outskirts nerd.
Right.
Like, I'm not really a full-blown, I can't really call myself one, but I do enjoy it. I just did not grow up with, you know, like, the hardcore stuff.
Right.
So, being with Mark, who is super nerd.
Who did advise you that Superman is part of the Avengers.
Spider-Man. Well, because we had a conversation about that, and I said no, and he said,
"I feel so retarded."
Right, yeah, you should.
What about Wonder Woman? Why isn't she part of it?
Because they didn't really make a good movie about her.
They need to.
Because they're not Superman and Superwoman are not part of the Avengers. They're a totally different group of superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
Avengers is Marvel.
The other ones are DC.
Yes.
Batman's Marvel, right?
DC.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, being with Mark was really educational, entertaining. Uh-huh. Though, I swear, we do not have a single decisive friend. He still gave a lot of good info when you're like, you know, I got this piece of art and I loved it and talked to the artist, signed it. And he was there and it was a print and, you know, and we had a little moment and he was an attractive Australian gentleman.
And he talked Australian.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That's so hot. We have a new Australian listener, by the way.
Oh, nice.
He's a straight guy out of Australia. He actually listens to Greetings from Nowhere.
So weird.
Which I have to say.
Thanks for listening, but that's so weird.
Right. Thanks for listening because someone, Satosphere, did I say it right?
Satosphere
recommended him to listen to us and he liked it. So then, when,
is that lesbian?
No, continue with your story. I'll tell you about this whole thing in a second.
So then I saw that and then I knew he was a listener of Greetings from Nowhere and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go listen to their show because I never heard it and I know they won an award. And so let's just go listen to it.
And they're the nicest ladies ever.
Yeah, they're super nice and we're going to see them in Vegas. They have a pretty good show. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. This is the first time I've listened to it.
I've listened to it before and I enjoyed it.
I like it. I wish we were award winning.
Religion.
We got to get our shit together before we could even consider.
We totally religion. Need to get our shit together.
You mean Ricky needs to get our shit together?
Oh, wait, though. You know.
Why is it just me?
I have a couple pastor friends that I know can put down some dirty. Uh-huh. That maybe to help us get in that religion category, we'll have to ask a religious expert. So if you have dirty religious questions, I will call a legitimate pastor to answer our questions.
I like that.
So anyway, C2E2. Oh, go ahead.
So I was going to say, going back to the Hulk, I do have a friend who's somewhat Polynesian, and I can't find
you can't
any
tell
good.
With that makeup.
Is that a female or a man?
That's a man.
Because it looks like a Hulk lesbian.
Is that you dressed as a woman?
No. No. But there's some fun pictures here. Like
that does look like a man dressed as a woman.
Turn my mic this way. This one here.
The audience is loving this.
That's a guy.
Oh, that is a guy.
Oh, yeah, they're guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's two guys. It's that one right there.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Why are they on a cruise?
Okay, this is not exciting for
us. No,
our
this
listeners.
Is actually that's swell. That's swell. That's the
the small ensemble.
The small ensemble. Yeah. I was in San Diego. We were on a yacht. We actually got asked to sing at a gay wedding.
Nice.
Wow. And how'd that go for you?
It was awesome. I had a good time. You can actually see me right here in the picture with them.
Where?
He's right there.
Oh, there you are.
I'm hiding.
So there were lots of great outfits.
Were there super ridiculous, crazy people?
Oh, God, yeah. And especially because there was like this one guy that should not have been wearing a tight latex Spider-Man suit. Who was? And Rebecca,
was
the girl
like
and I.
Was it our size? Or like
it was
just
between us and James. And it's like, No. But they were little kids dressed up that were their parents, and they were dressed up, and it was really freaking adorable.
Here's a better picture of him, by the way.
He's not so bad looking there. That's
he's pretty
much
Josh. Oh, God, he's
that,
pretty much
that last name is crazy.
Bobadilla.
Is he Filipino, you said?
Polynesian.
Oh, Polynesian.
I think he's Polynesian.
One of my highlights.
He might be one of those.
No, he might be also Filipino, but I want to say I was pretty sure he's Polynesian. Hmm. Continue.
So one of my highlights was Sean Astin has a really nice ass.
Fuck, I know.
I never ever seen him in person or I guess on TV other than he was in The Hobbit. Or he's going to be in The Hobbit, right?
No.
Or he was in Lord of the Rings.
He was in Lord of the Rings. He's Rudy. He was in The Goonies.
I remember him from Goonies, but as a kid, I've never seen Rudy. But that's about like a retarded football player, right?
No, it's not about anything not. Retarded.
No.
Oh.
He's just, that's radio.
He's like a runt.
He's just a short guy. Oh, okay. A kicker. Yeah.
I like that I compare him as a runt, like a dog, but not as a human. Anyway, is he short and yes. stocky?
He's shorter than I am. He is not thin, but he is not.
Because his face looks chunky in Lord of the Rings.
Well, he's
he had a lot of weight gain, or he was more heavier than in Lord of the Rings than he was.
Oh, okay. I mean, I wouldn't say that he's chunky,
because
but he's not
skinny. You can
skinny.
See this picture of him. He's not.
Where was
where
that?
Was, exactly. Fuck that. That. Okay, he just showed us this picture where Sean Astin was like fucking
he has
ripped.
Perez Hilton. Perez Hilton abs.
So the one signature.
See, there's a cute picture of him. I like.
Yeah, he's cute, and he looks chunky there.
But those Perez Hilton abs are scary.
I don't think they're real. I think they're implants.
No, they have to be.
I think they took a Spider-Man chest plate and stuck it inside him.
Right. So I did not want to wait in line or pay $40.
Oh, my God.
To see him?
No, to get his autograph or $40 to take a picture with him, because that's what all the big celebrities were.
I like this picture.
So, he's thinner in person than he is in that picture.
Yeah, he is.
So
what happened to the day where you could get a free autograph from famous people?
Well, it's because
people?
This is actually how a lot of them make their money now, honestly, is going to these conventions.
Really? Lord of the Rings? And that's how he needs to make his money?
First of all, it gets people to the convention. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. There are people who charge more at bigger conventions, which I do think is ridiculous. Like Robert Englund, who was Freddy Krueger. Or
like
Captain
the Star
Picard.
Wars ones?
Yeah. Well, they did have a Star Wars one here, but he was still 40. The guy who played 3CPO.
Star Wars?
C-3PO,
was,
sorry.
Wasn't a comic. It was a book series, right?
But it...
And it's a comic now?
No, these not all comic stuff. It's like comic sci-fi, movie, comics,
okay.
That whole...
So like Xena Warrior Princess could have been there?
Yes, and I'm sure they have been in the past if it was actually relevant.
Yay!
So the one exciting thing that I was there for was that Charlene fucking Harris was there, who is the author of the books that are...
Hi.
That's him?
Oh, well, that's not bad at all.
No.
That's Sean Astin in a pink Speedo.
That's weird. Why is he...
He's got some length down...
Is that a movie?
I don't know.
That's really...
I don't like that. Hot. That makes me nervous.
He's furry. He's kind of hot.
He is cute.
Anyway, so I'm in line for Charlene Harris, who is the author for the books at True Blood.
No, he's gone away.
And...
Say it again.
True Blood, based on...
The books.
No books. So first of all, I'm in line, and the line is forever, and we got there an hour early to get in line because we knew it was going to be long. Well, at first, I'm like, fuck. I thought that she was one of the other celebrities that you had to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, at least she'll have something to sign, because normally when you pay that, like, you get one of their headshots or they've got, you know, shit. Because I forgot my book at home that I was going to have her sign.
Oh, that sucks.
So then that one, he looks a little like the Special Olympics.
Yeah, I know, but it's still kind of hot.
But he kind of looks like, what's his face from...
this is why people are annoyed with our show, right?
Right. The one with Pamela Anderson and what was that?
It's
the show
Ringer.
With...
Ringer. The Ringer.
The guy
Baywatch?
Like, Baywatch. Ringer. He looks like the lead character of Baywatch.
What?
He does not look like
David Hasselhoff.
He looks like David Hasselhoff.
No, he does not.
Anyway... So I'm in line, we wait in line, and then the line that I was waiting in, the queue, was right next to the Sean Astin booth. So I was seriously as close as you and I are right now to him, watching him sign other people's autographs. Mm-hmm. So of course I got pictures of his ass, I got pictures of him. I got one picture, it looks like he's going to cut me with a sword that he was signing because I was getting a picture of him. But I was a little sad that when I finally got my autograph, I had to go through all these other artists or authors that I'm like, I don't know who the fuck you are, and the guy in front of me said that your book sucks. They ended up being free, and they each gave away their newest book. 10 people in front of me, they ran out of books.
Oh.
And I'm like, mother.
So is the new one she has out the same storyline, or is it a different book?
No, the TV show is based on her books.
Right.
This is like the 11th or 12th book.
So are, well, okay, so the books, okay.
They
so.
Somewhat follow them, but not really. Mm-hmm. But like... You know, the different seasons have been kind
My
of overarching.
My friend Allison gets pissed
books.
Off because she's read all, she reads the books too. And then when she sees the difference in the show, she gets all pissed
off. Oh, I got really pissed a couple seasons because there are things that I love about the books that will never be able to happen because of what they've done at the TV show. There are certain characters and certain things.
You should have been there that one night. So this one character in the show that was in the book literally got introduced not even like two episodes before. got killed off. And he goes, what? What? I can't do this anymore. And he went to bed pissed off. He was really upset. And I go, you really need to just kind of, no, I'm not letting this go.
I think there was a bottle or two of wine involved.
Or four. So it's kind of like me and Sharon Needles and...
Yes. Oh, okay. So wait, so let me finish. So then, and Val Kilmer was there and he looked like a fat Tom Waits.
Aww.
Like he was puffy and was wearing like a Tom Waits
black
hat. He
had Coke bloat up at.
It was weird.
He had Coke bloat.
And we went to go to a panel of, John Barrowman, who plays Captain Jack from, Torchwood, which is the spinoff from Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
And he was on Doctor Who. So
he was in the Red Eye. I saw him.
Yes, because he is Scottish American, but his family moved to, around Batavia or Aurora.
Batavia, Illinois.
Illinois.
Oh, okay.
So he comes back every so often, but he lives with his partner in England. He was amazing. Funny. It was very dirty. It was very gay. It was very sexual. And it was at 9 o'clock in the morning and there were kids everywhere and it was hilarious. And he was very unapologetic, but just a little like, sorry, parents, but I'm a homo.
And I'm from another country and we don't care.
Yeah.
I have found that like, Tony has no filter when it comes to like when it comes to holding back. Like they're just direct.
Right.
And there's no filter. There's no, oh, you know what? They're like, move the fuck out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean they're
So last thing about CTV2 is that I will definitely be going back again. And I was joking with Mark and we'll make it happen next year. Is that we'll have to do some kind of interview with my phone or something from some nerd thing. I don't know, but I had a lot of fun and I kind of,
you can call in and leave a voicemail.
I wish I would have had more time to go on Friday and Sunday instead of just Saturday, but I spent the whole fucking day there on Saturday. It was good times.
What would you do? What would you think if I went? Would I have a good time?
No.
I would say if you went, you were meeting me, driving separately, and I would lose you at some point. And then oops, I can't find you again is probably the game we'd play.
Oh, okay. bye.
Yeah, exactly. I think you would like the eye candy and stuff, but you're not going to pay $25 for one day to go, I don't think, and be pseudo-humored, pseudo-not. Because there's a lot of looking at t-shirts and cups and... You know, and then the artist alley was really amazing. Granted, I didn't know half these people were, and apparently, oh, that's what I was trying to say earlier. Apparently, this print that I got is from a man named Ben Temple Smith, who I just stopped because I really loved the stuff he had there. When I bought it and walked away, Mark's like, "You do know who that is?" And I'm like, "No, douche, I don't." But
you
Mark,
mean
Mark? He just called you a douche.
I know,
but a
douche
listener friend. Douche.
Yes, he is my summer's eve. but summer's he but apparently but he's been responsible for a lot of things that are that have been made into movies or other graphic novels that I do know, like 30 Days of Night and a couple other stuff. And so it was really interesting that these really famous comic people were actually had their own little booths buying their prints. They'd sign them. You could watch them actually drawing and painting and inking in their next panels. It was fascinating. But moving on to the next subject, yes, my thing with the True Blood was just like last Monday, not this this past Monday, but the Monday before with you and RuPaul's Drag Race. Mm-hmm. Because if Sharon Needles would have been in that bottle too, I'm telling you listeners, this motherfucker was about ready to like leave and throw his hands up and break a glass.
Mm-hmm.
No! No, if she gets booted, I'm done. I'm not going to say anything else. No.
And like when we were watching it, yesterday was like a recap show last night. And they actually showed Untucked. Is that what it's called? Or
yes.
Tucked?
Untucked.
Untucked.
And
it's and a clever play on
Fifi
of tucking your
O'Hara,
penis.
I can't fucking stand that bitch because she never shuts the fuck up. She's always yelling and screaming. And she never gives anybody to talk, like a chance to talk. I think what Sharon
lies!
Said to her...
Lies!
Right, exactly.
Stop telling lies about me. Go back and to fucking Party City where you came from,
right.
Bitch.
And we talked about this last week, how when someone asks you what your opinion is and then somebody's telling you you're a liar, that's not fair. But wow. I think Sharon Needles is actually kind of nice. I've never seen her be like super bitchy.
I am glad, and I do think it was a tad cheesy, but I think it was probably honest that even though they're not friends, when Latrice, the mother of them all, kind of brought up the reality of, we all need to fucking get over it because, well, you know, we're all friends. This is it.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad they had that little touching moment, but you know this last episode is going
to be so awful.
Dirty.
And Sharon Needles better fucking win. Or Chad Michaels. I don't care.
I think Chad Michaels is the next one to go. I think that it would be great if Chad Michaels won because she does have that classic drag queen persona and feeling, and she's polished, but she's the kind of drag queen that I think that we all would see regionally. Like when we grew up going to nicer bars that had drag queen, whatever. Like, you know, that's the, she's doing what everyone is doing. Whereas Fifi is that up and newcomer, and she is pretty. I think she looks like Vanessa Williams, but she's a bitch and I hate her and I don't want her to win. Sharon Needles is new. Sharon Needles is the future. So I think that they're going to go for Sharon versus Fifi for TV and for, because it's the new
innovation.
It's the new drag.
And she has shown that she can go from like super fucking freaky scary to like just a normal regular drag queen with.
Yes.
I mean, not so much like, because I've never seen her like super dressed up like Fifi, but when she does dress up nicer,
well, and
she
that,
does look
well,
good.
The dog one, at least she did do total day fish.
Right.
And I think she was like, she deserved to win. She was the only one who every look was so different, but it looked real. Like it looked like if you were the daytime and going to go walk your dog, then I'm going to be wearing this little sundress and my bleach blonde hair and like very
and
mild makeup.
Furry boots all the way up to the knees.
That was the couture.
All right. So that's our drag queen, our drag queen, drag race update. We will be watching it next Monday and Tuesday. If we don't record, it's because Sharon Needles lost and I'm all pissed off still.
No, we're probably going to have to do some kind of parking lot phone recording if she loses. Because you are going to be like,
Big Brother used to piss me off like that. Like, I would literally have to leave my house before I would like start taking shit and throwing it. So, all right. So we have a phone call. We have a 1-star review.
Where's the phone call?
It's in the mail.
We checked.
I just looked there. There wasn't anything.
We tried to be very
it's
proactive
right
on our part. And
it came in yesterday at 10:10 p.m.
Anyway, sorry.
So should we ask the expert first, read 1-star review, or do the phone call? And
are we
remind that we are 27 minutes.
Which expert are we going to ask? Ask
the first one that's on Evernote.
I don't have Evernote on my lap.
Okay, so Dave in Vancouver wants to know two things. So we're going to call one person for one and another person for the other.
I think we need to call a more local person first because of the time.
Well,
if we call
the person
someone
we're going to call
in Coast,
California.
Yeah, then they can wait for the second show.
It is.
Because it's 8:30 p.m. now. So if we call anyone in Central
Time. Our East
time,
Coast person has not contacted us back. We can try him if you would like. It's up to you guys. What do you think we should do?
I think let's just try them. It'll be a gamble. Okay. And then if he doesn't pick up, then we'll just pick another random person on our phones that maybe not be a listener.
Okay. Let me pull up his info here. Did you get the phone call up?
Yes.
I think it might be an Ask the Expert. I'm not for sure. So we can go ahead and play it.
Sure. Ring-a-ling-a-ding. We got a phone call.
Phone call.
Oh, this is a
long-time
listener, first time caller. Sandy, I have a question for Ask the Expert. I am a stout 650 pounds. I recently lost 450 pounds, so thanks for the applause. I'll pause so you can clap for me. I have a question. I'm building a set of shelves, and I wanted to know how I can get my lumber from the Lumber Liquidators, from my Subaru up to my fourth floor loft in Minnesota, without splintering my freshly manicured nails. So if someone could help me. Sorry. Samantha, stop it. Sorry. So if anyone can help me out of my dilemma, I'd greatly appreciate it. And thanks, guys. Bye.
Okay, so who was that besides being a pseudo butch lipstick lesbian.
We know who it is, but who? I don't want to say it out loud.
It's a who? They're whispering.
So who's our expert going to be for that one? We've already called. Lori's working. So
I'm trying to think of some lesbians I know.
Lady the Late can't be called again right now.
What about Katie?
I don't know.
She may not be so good. As exciting.
She but yeah.
Okay. So I just carry it up.
She would turn red and be like, I don't want to be on live recording. Goodbye.
I'm going to call my friend Erica, who lives in Florida.
Sorry.
She's not a lesbian. However,
she
goes by Wagner. So
I used to date someone whose name's WT.
WT.
Yeah, we call her Dubs.
Hopefully she answers. Let's see if this works.
Answer your phone.
Hello?
Hey, Wagner. It's Ricky. What are you doing?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I'm sitting at Flammers. Yeah, I can hear
you. So we have a quick question for you. You're live on the show.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me go into the bathroom.
Okay.
Hold on.
It might help.
Because it's loud.
I love that she's at a place called Flamers.
Hang on. Okay. I'm in the bathroom. All right. What's your question?
So you're at a place called... Wait, are you at Slammers?
I heard Slammers.
Yeah, I'm at TA Slammers.
Oh, I heard Flamers.
Okay.
So
I'm
you know the one that it smells like urine and shame.
Right, the same place that I gave you the same place I motorboated you in. Hello.
Yes, okay. Yes it is.
Apparently she's in the women's bathroom doing something. But so we have a question from one of our listeners. We have this segment called Ask the Expert. So I thought I would ask you.
Okay.
Wait,
I can only imagine what this is going to entail, but let's hear it.
Okay. So we have a listener. What did she say her name was?
I don't know.
We're just going to say Jessica because we don't remember her name.
No, she needs to be more butch lesbian.
Right, or Nancy or something, whatever. So she wants to know, how exactly does she get her liquid, what was it?
Her lumber liquidation boards
out of her...
Subaru
Nissan Outback. Yeah, that's it. Into her 4-story loft apartment.
But
damaging her manicure nails.
But she's also a svelte 650 pounds.
But
no, she lost 400.
But she lost 400. Remember, she can't hear us because.
Okay, so we got a 4-story apartment. We've got the woman is 650 pounds?
Yes, the woman is 650 pounds.
No,
she recently lost 450.
So she's like skin. A lot.
Right.
She's trying to get lumber up to her apartment?
Yes, because she's building shelves.
But she doesn't want to ruin her nails.
Okay. Got a couple different options here.
Okay.
I usually go the route of cheap slave labor because anyone... who doesn't have a job will do anything for me. Now, that is not an option if she does not feel comfortable.
I believe this person might be Jewish.
Oh, okay, so that's not an option. We're not going to pay somebody to carry lumber upstairs. Is there a balcony outside the 4-story apartment?
We were never told.
We did not say, but let's just say there is. Hello?
Is she peeing?
What are you doing?
Huh? Me?
Are you drunk?
No, not yet.
That's the problem. We probably should call you back when you're drunk.
No, I can totally handle this one. Hold on.
Okay.
That looks good.
If I hear tinkling in the background. The bar.
Hold on, let me walk outside.
Okay.
If I totally hear tinkling in the background, I'm going to piss myself.
I've been in that bathroom. Went out for my birthday. That's where I motorboated like all the girls in the bar.
You're like, you can't pee until I motorboat you.
Okay.
All right.
Well, now I'm outside.
Okay.
All right. Now, I don't know how creative this woman is, but you could rig up a pulley system if she's got a balcony from her apartment, you go down to the Home Depot. You can buy like just a regular like pulley from the Home Depot for like maybe $5 or $6. Get you some rope, some good nylon rope. I suggest some good nylon rope.
Okay.
She could pulley, like tie the rope to the board and use a pulley to pulley it up to the apartment, like one board at a time.
Okay.
If she has enough skill, though, because there's going to be some extreme riggery that would have to happen with this to make it work.
So do you think she could use her body weight as like a weight to pull up the stuff?
A counterbalance?
Yes, absolutely. It just depends on depends on how ballsy she is and how much ingenuity she's got.
Wagner, you are using really big words and it's scaring me.
Loaded words. I'm a professional now.
Oh, that is true. You have a good job now. So, all right. So
yeah,
is there anything else you could suggest for before we go?
Probably not. That much. The best suggestion I can is find someone jonesing for some crack and pay him to carry the boards upstairs. I mean, that's just the route I would go with that.
That may be dangerous.
Because people will do anything for crack money. If they could get a 10-piece crack McNugget.
Anything. All right, Wagner.
Just saying that's where I would go with that, but that's just my suggestion.
Oh my god.
All righty, well, we're gonna go. Thank you for your suggestions for Ask the Expert.
You're welcome.
And
you guys enjoy.
I'll see you in a few weeks.
Oh, I miss you.
I miss you too.
Bye.
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 Crack McNuggets.
That is my friend Wagner, who used to be a really big drug dealer, but now she has a professional job, so she doesn't have to do it anymore.
Well, there you go.
So she knows all about what people do for crack money.
Yes.
Literally.
So we can, I guess, the second show, we can do the Ask the Expert for the other two.
Yep.
And just make it short.
Yep.
Or just do the one.
We'll just,
you're the one that you, the real one you have, I think, is the most exciting for the second show.
Yeah, right. Let's just do it.
Yeah,
all right,
we're good.
So, and we'll do the one-star review next. And
oh my god,
I am so
I
shocked. I can't believe this. What we read the show, I mean, because it's so perfect, I cannot understand what somebody would ever say negative.
Okay,
we're
giving too much away, right?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you are.
Okay,
goodbye.
Well, bye.
What? That's how we're ending the show?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What?
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.